Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us now, a man that the Texans have brought in to hopefully fix one of the biggest issues that there's been around here in a long time, the offensive line, new Houston Texan, A.J. Can joins the show. A.J., Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Thank you so much for joining us straight off the practice field.
Oh, yeah, man. No problem at all, man. Happy to give you guys a little bit of my time, man. I got you.
Yeah,
how y'all doing?
Terrific.
Doing great, man. We very much appreciate you hopping on. Just what are your what's your early takeaways from your new team, your new teammates, et cetera, your role, all that, Lovie Smith? What are your initial takeaways from the new squad and being a member of it?
You know, first of all, you know, I'm just happy to be here, happy to, you know, give it another shot, give it the best I can. You know, I met Lovie. Lovie's a great cool coach, laid back. You know, kind of reminds me of me, you know, chill. Don't talk too much. But, you know, if you got to get it going, he'll get it going. And, you know, been here for like a good 2 months, month and a half now. And, you know, everything is starting to come together. You know, great teammates, great group in the offensive line room. You know, everybody seems to be gelling really well right now.
We've talked about the vibes. A.J. Can joining us straight off the practice field, newest offensive lineman for your Houston Texans. We've talked about the vibes here. They're as good as they've been in a couple of years. But I want to talk about, you know, just what the last year has been like for you. Because last year you had the injury that cut your season short. And, I mean, it was a real weird situation last year in Jacksonville with Urban Meyer, et cetera. I'll be honest, I was drinking the Kool-Aid. I thought it was going to go well. But as someone who was there, you went through the whole Urban Meyer experience. You kind of watched it on the sidelines. I heard Travis Etienne say this was a good year to be hurt or something like that. How weird was it for you being in that locker room, especially as someone who's had success there, the whole Urban Meyer experience?
You know, every time somebody asks me about it, it's easiest for me to say, you know, even though I got injured, you know, so I wasn't in the building after week four, after I got injured, you know, I'd come to my rehab and I was out of the building. So it was easy for me to say that, you know, I really wasn't there and was going, I heard about it, but you know, I really wasn't around to feel that pressure from the whole situation. So, you know, I really was out of the loop a little bit, but I understood what was going on, and I hated it for the guys that was going through it. And like I said, I was injured, so I really didn't really get a chance to feel that much. But it was a lot going on, and I understood, and I felt every bit of it.
Well, I actually want to talk about that injury because you've been one of the most durable players in a long, long time to walk through the doors there. I think you missed like maybe two or three games total until last year. What's that like all of a sudden? You know, now you've got to deal with a lot of things.
You know, it was different for me. Like you said, never really having to miss a ton of games since I was playing a sport. Never really had a surgical injury since I've been playing this game. You know, this is my first one. Well, I missed majority of the year. But I'm bouncing back, you know, it's feeling good. Been out there on the practice field doing everything with the guys, and it's really, really feeling good. I'm getting back into that groove, and I'm loving the situation right now.
What is A.J. Can's role on an offensive line? It seems like every time an offensive lineman has come through here recently, it's, well, you know, I can play here or here. Is right guard your ideal spot on the offensive line?
You know that's where, you know, I've been for a while. That's where I've been for the past 7 years. And, you know, it's – you know, honed in on the technique for that position. But, you know, if something was to happen where I had to go elsewhere, you know, I don't mind it. Anything I can to help the team. But, you know, that's been my role for the past couple of years. And, you know, and I'm feeling like I got it down right now. But anything to help the squad.
What are your impressions of Kenyon Green?
Quiet kid. You know, I think he's opened up a little bit. The first week he was in, really didn't talk much. But now he's starting to laugh a little bit, starting to play around a little bit. But, you can say he's a humble kid, quiet, works hard, big kid, he's going to be a hell of a player, I believe.
What about
he's got that mentality.
What about Davis Mills? Davis Mills going into his second year, obviously, you're going to be looking out for Davis and protecting him. What are your thoughts on Davis Mills early on?
Oh, I like Davis. Cool kid. You know, first time I met him was in the weight room, just talking, just chopping it up. We was chopping it up like any normal conversation would. You know what I'm saying? He's a laid back quarterback. He knows what he's doing. Very, very humble, quiet kid. And I got a lot of respect for Davis, a lot of respect for him.
Talking to A.J. Cann, newest Texans offensive lineman, straight off the practice field right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Something real interesting, and I did a little digging on you after when we figured out that you were going to be on here. You actually went to South Carolina with Texans director of team development, Dylan Thompson, and y'all actually went to Israel together. And if I'm not mistaken, you guys were actually roommates your final year there.
You did some good digging, man.
Yeah. What is it like? What is it like, though? I mean, you guys go through some of the – I mean, I would say that most people consider, you know, college like the peak of their – of their football life, where you're having the most fun. So one of your best friends, Dylan Thompson, now he's one of the guys that's, you know, I don't want to say he works for you, but it's a different role than you're used to. How weird is that?
It's kind of, to be honest, like behind closed doors, you know, it's like, it's kind of cool that one of my, you know, best friends from college that I still consider one of my best buddies today, you know, he's working on the staff that I'm playing for. But at the same time, we got to keep it professional because I see him in the hallway and I want to, like, tease him and mess with him. But I'm like, nah, it's about to work. It's about to work. I can't do that right now. But it's awesome, though. It's awesome. They got a good guy working for him on staff. And he's going to do a lot of good things for his organization.
Well, y'all went to Israel for football camps or something like that, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, it was like a little through this program called Impact Sports, where they go around the world teaching, you know, athletics to kids. And it happened to be a football program this time around. So it happened right in between our summer workout break. So it was perfect for us to go down there, you know, see Israel. And we was able to teach the kids a few things down there. It was a great experience.
Let me ask you, you know, one of the biggest questions we've had, one of the biggest questions the Texans have had is just stability on the offensive line. Rolling out the same five dudes every week, presuming they're healthy. Are we going to have that this year? Do you see where you could have a stable five-man rotation up front? And what does that mean for the line?
You know, that means a lot. To have a consistent group who can build chemistry each and every week, you know, each and every practice. But, you know, even though right now it's kind of early going through OTAs, but right now the guys we got in that room seem to be gelling pretty good. So it's to this point now, you can throw even throughout OTAs, you know, we go through groups, this five up, next five up, and everybody seems to be on track with doing what it's supposed to doing, mentally doing what they're supposed to doing, technique, everybody's getting better. So when camp rolls around, I'd really be interested to see how we're able to hold this thing together. But even though right now it's kind
of
early.
One of the first things that we ask people when they arrive here, and A.J. Cann, newest Texans offensive lineman, joining us on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline, is have you found like a go-to place to eat or anything like that? Because especially you offensive linemen, you guys got to stay in shape. If some offensive linemen come here, they get 15 pounds overweight before camp. Have you found a go-to or anything like that?
I haven't yet. I've been I just actually found a spot to move into. I've been in the team hotel, so it really was hard for me to get out and go to restaurants like I want to. But I've heard so many good things about the food here. But I have not yet experienced it like I want to. But believe it, it's coming. It's coming.
If you see an old hefty guy with a mustache wandering around the
John McClain.
John McClain. Ask him. He will give you the strongest recommendations you can get.
He got the scoop on all the food around here.
All the food. 100%.
That's great to know. That's great to know.
AJ, we appreciate you very much, man. We're looking forward to it. As we said, the vibes are good, and hopefully we got a new starting offensive lineman protecting Davis Mills this year. Thanks so much for your time. We very much appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it. All right. See you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.